Now listen. Oh, yes. Yeah. Now, this is not racism. This is just fact. Well, I don't know about that. I don't believe. Well, let's go to biology then. Do you remember Mendel? He wasn't black. Mendel said, light skin is recessive. Dark skin is dominant. Light eyes are recessive. Dark eyes are dominant. You can get the recessive from the dominant, but you cannot get the dominant from the recessive. Isn't that what he said? Well, if Mr. Mendel said that, and if it is true, then what Mr. Mendel was saying is, you can get the lighter from the darker. And as you get out from the darker, it is more recessive. Well, that means, as I see it, that we, the black people of the earth, are the father and mother of the whole human family. Now wait, you got a root, don't faint now. Oh. Your root is in us. The Bible says from one blood came all human beings. Well, blood don't produce human. Blood is the life fluid of a living thing. Well, if from one blood came all human beings, and the anthropologists say it's us, and the geneticists say it's us, what does the Bible say? What does the Holy Quran say? Come on, Muslims, we're going to look in the book now. Allah says in the Quran, He created Adam. And from Adam, He created all human beings. Is that right? In the Quran, it says the same thing. If Adam was created from the dust of the earth, the Quran says Allah created him from black mud and fashioned him into shape. So, dear brother and sister, you're not black because God cursed you. You are black because you are the first creature created. And you took your color out of the darkness out of which you emerged before there was light. There was you. You're not after the sun. You before the sun. You are called in scripture the Ancient of Days, the Alpha and the Omega. So you can't get hung up on no Greek letters. Uh-oh. Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon, right? Iota, Lambda, whatever it is. All these are Greek letters. You arguing, I'm an alpha. Well, I'm an omega. I'm a delta. I'm an AKA. What is that? Hey, man, it takes the whole alphabet to make words, to make sentences and paragraphs to tell the story. We don't need to be divided by Greek letters. We need to understand that we are all one family and we should come together as a family. Huh? Okay, now look, I'm at the end now. If the black man was first and built civilization superior to this, this is built on an inferior knowledge of mathematics. I'm gonna tell you the truth. 33 degrees. Ain't that right, Masons? 33 degrees of a circle that contains 360 degrees. And I'm telling you, you built your world on inferior mathematics. That's why it's composed of life and death. You do something progressive, but it brings death because your knowledge of the thing is not yet perfect. Say, but we left a wonder out there for you to wonder about. You call it the first wonder of the world because you wonder how it was done. Those pyramids out there tell the story of life and the history of the peoples of the earth. You haven't learned how to read it yet. You don't know the science that caused that to be built. Look at those stones laid on top of each other in such a masterful way, huh? Look at that masterful sphinx, the body of a lion and the head of a black man. Napoleon got down there and got so upset because everywhere he looked in the Nile Valley, where civilization began, great statues of black men, broad nose. This man got so upset, you go down, you see the nose broken off of every one of the statues because it's a signal that we were in the beginning. And as it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the ending. The black man is coming again. We're rising today to build a new world from a higher mathematics. And Ethiopia shall stretch forth her hands. That's your Bible. Oh, I know you don't like this, because it makes a future for you, but it don't leave out a future for the family. But you and I cannot go into that which is new with a mind of white supremacy or black inferiority. The Holy Quran sounds the death knell for all superiority based on caste, class, or color, or sex. Listen. He who is most careful of duty is the most honored in the sight of God. Not he who is the most black or the most white, but the most careful of duty. So Martin Luther King said it right. Men should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. And I must respectfully say to the whites in the audience, you have to be born again. You have to come out of that old mind, because that mind will get you in trouble. That mind says, we don't want them niggas. Get them niggas out. Shoot them niggas. We don't want them niggas. That's an old mind. That ain't gonna work today, because there's too many of us and too few of you to do what you may have in mind. You're not powerful enough to do it. We got a force with us today that is so powerful. If you even attempt what you plan, it will be your own end. That's why, Brother Farrakhan, I don't care where I go in America. I know I'm hated. But yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't fear any evil, because there's a power with me. And I'm saying this to you because you all can make it, white and black, if you would. Well, brother and sister, you got to be born again too. Because that sick mind that we got that makes us self-destructive, not willing to do for ourselves, that mind has to be destroyed. So to the Jewish students that are here, I want you to know, Brother Farrakhan does not hate you because you are Jewish. No. I do not hate you at all. I want you to listen to me. You say, I admire Hitler, that I called Hitler great. I did. Yes, sir. I did. But English is not my language. It's the language that you all taught me when I came here. I didn't write the dictionary. Y'all wrote the dictionary. I just read it and studied it. I said Hitler was a great man, but a wickedly great man. Now, you know what great means? Check it out in the dictionary. In your colloquial speech, it may mean good, but in its actual meaning to you, in the real sense of the word, great does not mean good. An earthquake is a great earthquake at 8 on the Richter scale and ain't good, brother. In 1930 or 29, when the stock market crashed, they call it the Great Depression, but that wasn't good. Babylon in the Bible is called Babylon the Great, but not Babylon the Good. Great means consequential. It talks about magnitude and effect. Hitler was a consequential man. And a man of great effect in the world. If it were not so, 100 years from the day of his birth, we would not be talking about that man. But he affected the world. But look at what I said. Hitler, subject, noun. Was, verb to be, cannot take an object. A, an article. Great, predicate, adjective, describing what? Man, pronoun. But I use the term wickedly great, an adverb modifying the adjective that describes the noun. Yeah, go back and study the language. Great, wickedly great. Now look, each of you have a potential for greatness, and so do I. But how I use that potential will determine whether my greatness is for the cause of good or whether my greatness is for the cause of evil. See? Now, I was not the first one to use the term Hitler. You know what happened? Jesse had been accused of using the term Jaime. He hadn't admitted it yet. And the reporters were badgering him. At a convention, I, Farrakhan, pleaded with the Jews. I said, listen, Jesse is our champion. I said, you have to be careful how you handle him, because if you mishandle him, you alienate and disaffect the millions of us that are lining up behind him. Criticize him, yes. Argue with him, yes, but don't create an atmosphere in which he could be killed. See? I said, we are tired of feeding our leaders to white America like raw meat to wild beasts. And I said, if you hurt him, he'll be the last one that you hurt. Now look, 100 cities were burned up when Martin Luther King was killed. What do you want? We are nearly 40 million. You got guns. But hell, you trained us. We know how to kill just like you do. You taught us. We know how to make bombs just like you do. You taught us. What the hell do you want? Do you want us to end the civilization with us clashing and killing each other? For what? Is it necessary? No, that's not what you want. That's unintelligent. We're not the same people that we were. We're not going to lay down and let you walk over us. We are already dead. We ain't got nothing to lose. Is this what you want? No, this is not what you want. You don't want the streets of America bathed in blood. That's not what you want. You got enemies all on the outside of America poised to destroy this nation. Should we destroy it from within? When it has the potential of being the base of the kingdom of God, there is no nation on earth that has every nation, every race, every kindred, and every tongue in it but America. No nation like this. But racism is destroying the country. Sexism is destroying it. Women are degraded. So when I said that, the next day on the radio, I was called the new black Hitler. That's how I got started. I ain't had a fight. I haven't bloodied nobody's nose. It's the truth. Now, this is the man you call a black Hitler and call for my death. Do you know that Jewish rabbis have visited my home? We sit and talk. We fed them.
That's right.
And they asked me, listen, would you come to speak before the board of rabbis in the city of Chicago? I said, tomorrow. And then the other rabbi said, would you come and speak to my congregation? I said, tonight. He said, but we're going to ask you about Hitler. I said, I'm not intimidated by any questions that your people could ask me. I invited them to the dedication of our national center. They refused to come. They said, we don't want to send the wrong signals. I said, what signal? Are you waiting for bloodshed? It's time that we send a signal to our people. Let them know that a dialogue is going on. So when they called me Hitler, I took umbrage at that. So I said, well, here come the Jews calling me Hitler. See, say it all. Don't say half of what I say. Say it all. I said, here come the Jews. They call me Hitler. Well, I said, that's a good name. Hitler rose Germany up from the ashes of her defeat in World War I. I said, we're trying to raise our people up from the ashes of slavery. I said, that's the only way you can compare me with Hitler, but don't compare me with your wicked killers. I said, I do not, I'm going to quote myself perfectly, I do not care for or go for or like what Hitler did to the Jews. That's a matter of record. We don't take no pride in that. But don't call me after your wicked killers. I have killed nobody. I am not no damn Hitler. But the reason you call me Hitler is because I am a powerfully persuasive speaker. And I do not speak. I do not speak the thing that always is comfortable to white people. I don't like that. Because when you call me Hitler, and you know and I know what Jews suffered under Hitler, that's planting the seed of murder in a young Jewish heart and mind for a person that does not wish them evil. You take all my speeches, listen to them. There's nowhere that you hear me call for Jewish people's death. Nowhere. But they outside of my venues, who do you want? Farrakhan. How do you want him? Dead. Who do you want? Farrakhan. How do you want him? Dead. Dead for what? Dead because I dare to speak truth? Oh. Well, you said Judaism is a gutter religion. You did say it, didn't you? No, I did not. Listen to what I said. I'm quoting myself perfectly. I said, that nation called Israel has not had any peace in 40 years, and she will never have any peace, because there can be no peace based on injustice, lying, thievery, and murder, and using God's name as a shield for your dirty religion. Now wait. Well, dirty religion, that means you're talking about Judaism. No. Whatever God revealed to Israel through Moses could never be called dirty, and no Muslim could do that. Moses brought a pure word to an impure, unclean people to clean them up. What is dirty? Dirty is not the religion. Dirty is the practice. The Palestinians have a right to a homeland. Listen, I don't say this because I'm anti-Jewish. I don't say that the Jews don't deserve a homeland. Every people deserve some land that they can call their own. But from my vantage point, now this is Farrakhan talking, the Jews did not believe that Jesus of 2,000 years ago was in fact the Messiah. So the Jews are still looking for the Messiah. It was the Messiah who was to come and lead the Jews to the promised land. But that is based upon the Jewish return to the law of Moses that the Jews had forsaken. Now, Theodore Herzl, to me, is not the Messiah or Golda Meir. You got Palestinians and Jews living there in the Holy Land that have been there for thousands of years. Now you have Europeans who were converted into Judaism coming down into Palestine because the UN, composed of white nations, took land from the Palestinians based upon their misreading of prophecy. That's what I meant. You stealing? And the law said, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thy neighbor's ox, thy neighbor's, yes, and his wife and his land and whatever. You know what I'm talking about. You just take the man's land and they go to war. Who wouldn't go to war over their land? So they lost the war. You knew they would lose because England, France, America was backing up the little state of Israel against the disorganized Arabs. You know it's right. You took the land, and your idea was to take the whole thing because the whole thing to you is the real state of Israel. That's your mind. But look at what it produced in its wake. The angry Palestinians in refugee camps, growing up in poverty, bitterness, and anguish. You make a man a terrorist, because you won't listen to him. In no hall of justice does he have an ear or a voice. I plead for the Palestinians because I believe they are an oppressed member of the human family as I am. And I take that position. If that is wrong, then say I'm wrong. Show me where I'm wrong, but don't say I hate Jews because I take a position that is pro-Palestinian. The Palestinians are also Semitic, so for you to call me anti-Semitic is to say that the Jew is the only Semite on the earth, and that's a racist posture. Well, Farrakhan, did you say, don't push your $6 million down our throat? Yes, I said that. I did say that. But I said it in this context. I said, I'm a human being. I don't rejoice in seeing human beings burn in no oven. But you constantly telling us of your suffering, you see? And I'm telling you that 100 million of us lost our lives in the Middle Passage. Who's going to tell our story? Then when I stand up, listen, It's all right for you to remind everybody of how the Germans did the Jews. But if I say, look how white folk did black folk, you say, now that man is teaching hate. He's a racist. Well, wait a minute. You can't have it both ways. If it's good for you, it's also good for us too. Well, what about this burning in an oven? Did you say that? I said, yes, I said that. See, I'm not afraid of you. I'm not no coward. If I say something in the dark and you call me on it, I say it in the light. I'm not afraid. I'm not no man with two different faces. Like you try to say, he comes with a watered down message. Remember, we are after him for the things he used to say, even if he don't say it now. Oh, come on, you give yourself too damn much credit. We're not frightened by you. I'm not changing my story because I'm at Cornell. I thank God for these students who give me a chance to come to Cornell to finally tell my story so you can hear it from the horse's mouth. Now, students, look, the Jews say never again. They are right, never again. From your perspective, you should fight like hell never to let it happen again. From our perspective, we say never again. And we should fight like hell to make sure it never happens again. The Native Americans should take that same posture. But I said, when God decides to put us in an oven, our saying never again don't mean a thing. Now there is an oven prepared for us all. The Quran and the Bible. He said he destroyed by water the first time, but it's fire this time. And the scripture says, behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all that do wickedly, yea, the proud, they shall be as stubble, and he shall cut them off and leave them neither root nor branch. That oven is for all of us, because that's where we're headed. So I was saying, don't say never again to God. Now look, you're afraid to say my words in their entirety. You take a snippet out and a snippet out. You know, it's really sad. And to see how incensed the Jews have become, and rightly so, if I'm that kind of person, you should be angry with me. I'm angry with me if I'm that kind of person. Boy, if I was the kind of person you all paint me as, I couldn't look in the mirror in the morning. Is there any other statement that I was alleged to have made that has troubled you? No, that Judaism, the gutter religion. I'm going to end on that. Look, Christianity. You said Jesus taught love, right? What do you practice? Don't tell me about Jesus and don't hide behind him. What do you practice? Was that clean religion that you were practicing when in the name of Jesus you took my fathers out of Africa, put them in the holds of ships and brought them to America and reduced them to subhumans? Was that Jesus' teaching? Come on. Or were you practicing a dirty religion? See, ain't none of us so clean. You understand? We can all say the clean word, but what is our practice? What about Muslims? Prophet Muhammad gave us a pure teaching, but what is your practice, man? Racism has infected the Muslim world. Racism has affected the Christian world, the Jewish world. In the Christian world, we don't find nobody black. Everything in there white. Picture of the Last Supper. Here's Jesus and all the disciples, everybody white. We asked, was anybody black at the whites at the Last Supper? Well, yes, they was in the kitchen cooking. they were preparing that supper. Now, to bring me here during Passover is not an insult to the Jews. It is not an insult to the Jews. Dear Jewish students, Passover means something to you, but it also means something to us. Passover is the celebration of the victory of the children of Israel. When the death angel came into Egypt, which was the final plague, those Jews that took the blood of a lamb and made a sort of an X-like on their gatepost, the death angel passed over their house and took the firstborn out of every Egyptian house. You got it? So it's called Passover because the death angel passed over. Now look, the death angel is in America now. Here we are killing ourselves and each other. Death is everywhere. And we should be able to put a stop to it. Now, for me to come at Passover,